Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. U.S. Senator Bob Menendez is resigning from office after his recent federal corruption conviction. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more.
After defiantly refusing to resign immediately following his conviction, Senator Bob Menendez has finally caved into the calls from top Democrats to leave his position so another senator can be appointed. This is according to multiple published reports. He is said to be stepping down effective August 20th. We're waiting for a response from his staff to confirm those details. Menendez and two other men were convicted for their roles in a years-long bribery scheme. Menendez was found guilty on all 16 charges, including charges he was acting as an agent for the governments of Egypt and Qatar. What happens next with the seat is now up to Governor Phil Murphy, who will appoint someone to finish the term once Menendez officially steps down. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Menendez is scheduled to be sentenced on October 29th and faces decades in prison. Following the verdict, he vowed to appeal his conviction. A fifth-grade teacher in Delaware County is accused of indecent exposure and lewd acts in a cemetery and a park. It happened months ago, but as KYW's Nina Barati tells us, Haverford Township School District says it just learned about it this week.
A letter from the superintendent says they learned this week that Matthew Gaggett, a teacher at Linwood Elementary, was arrested for indecent exposure. The district is working to address concerns after the alleged incidents were reported, the first one in March and then another similar instance in June. It's unclear why the school district would have only just found out. A criminal complaint filed in March states that Horsham Township Police responded to a cemetery where people reported a man they at first thought was urinating, but then saw he was inappropriately touching himself. They told police they saw him do it again behind another woman as she was walking. Officers identified him in their report as a Matthew Gaggett, who told police he was just urinating and was walking through the cemetery to clear his mind, and charges were filed. A separate criminal complaint states last month a woman called Pergosy Borough Police on a man who was performing a lewd act in a public park. Police found the man who matched the description listed in the affidavit as Gaggett, but he denied the accusation. Gaggett has a hearing scheduled soon in Bucks County. KYW requested comment from a lawyer listed as his representative in Montgomery County, but that request has gone unanswered. Nina Barati, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
One of the nine victims shot over the weekend in West Philadelphia is accused of being one of the shooters. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson has the details.
Tahir Schoetz, who was shot in the shoulder, knee, and stomach early Sunday morning, now faces murder charges, accused of being one of the shooters which led to the deaths of three people. It happened around 2 a.m. at an outdoor party along Alden Street, about a block from Haverford Avenue and Carroll Park. The three people killed were 23-year-old Sakai E. Robinson, as well as brothers 29-year-old Rashid Jones and 33-year-old Akil Jones. The other victims were in their late 20s. One was 30, and they were wounded in various parts of their bodies, legs, feet, shoulders, and abdomen. One had a graze wound to the head. Sources tell KYW News Radio they believe one of the Jones brothers got into an argument with Schoetz, which turned a fistfight into a gun battle. In addition to three murder charges, Schoetz faces five aggravated assault and related offenses. The 28-year-old also has two open cases in Montgomery County, and sources say he's been arrested a handful of times before, including a drug case in 2020. He remains in the hospital. Police say the investigation is continuing and more arrests may come. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Policing in the city of Chester is getting a facelift. As KYW's Justin Udo tells us, officials are rolling out a creative way to get more officers in the community.
We're darn near 30 officers below what we're budgeted for, and that's a lot for a town like ours.
Chester Mayor Stephon Roots launched the Summer 2024 Safe Streets Initiative to combat this problem. Part of the program switches officers from 3 8-hour shifts to 2 12-hour shifts.
What this will do in a nutshell is just give us more coverage throughout the day of number of police officers on the street.
Another part of the 7-week program is having EMS and County Park Police lend a helping hand in Chester.
Work those jobs which non-uniform officers can work to put our uniform patrol personnel on the street as well.
Root says this summer program is a crucial part of the city's mission to combat violent crime.
If a bad guy wants to catch his target, he's more likely to find it when it's 80 degrees than 8 degrees.
Delaware County District Attorney Jack Stolsteimer says they're working to recruit more police officers so they can consistently have more boots on the ground.
We want to get rid of the residency requirement. We want to make sure the pay is scalable to other communities.
In Delaware County, I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.